on that little, when they go plowing and they lay it open like that, a fur?
Yes.
How would you say it?
I said that you may put a fur through, we definitely make a fur through.
Okay. To plant something? Mm-hmm. All right, and if you have a real good yield, you might say, well, we really raised a big...
We had a good crop year this year.
Okay. And if there's a lot of brush or trees in a land, on the land, and you cut them all down, you might say, well, we what the land? You
clean up the bushes off the land.
And if you cut hay early, and then it grows some more, and there's some left to be cut again, you might say, well, we got a what?
Got to cut the grass again.
Okay, would you call it out like the something to be made hay out,
yes,
or something? Would you say a second cutting or
yes,
second crop?
Yes, a second crop.
Okay. And the wheat you said was tied up in, the oats you said was tied up in bundles, didn't you? And it was piled up into a shock that...
It shocked it around like that, you know.
Okay. And you might say, what would be a good crop to the acre? How would you say that? You know, bushels to the acre? You remember?
No, I don't remember.
Or you might say, we raised 40 of oats to an acre. How would you say that in a sentence? We raised?
I don't know.
I want you to use the word bushel somehow, like, just guessing that.
Well,
right.
Well, let this one down, that would help you on the pretty grass.
Oh, okay. Maybe it won't be too bad. Let's just see. Let's see, because it might make too late. Maybe it won't get too bad. But we won't. We don't have to do much more because you're getting tired. I just wanted you to use the word bushel, like, or ask somebody, how many?
Bushel, made about
30
or 40 bushes on that 10 acres,
okay,
like that.
Okay. And you might say, what do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it? You say the oats?
They thrash them.
Okay. Every year in August, the oats is?
It's ripe.
Okay. If you're talking about not just yourself, but you're talking about me too, you might say, well, this is not just me or not just you, but it's
us.
Okay, both of us.
Both of us.
Okay. And if you're some friends of yours are coming over, you might say, well, maybe it's Mary and you, and instead of saying Mary, you might say, she or her, and how would you say that, are coming over?
This is her and her daughter coming over.
Okay, would you say her and me are coming over?
Okay.
All right, and if you knock at the door and somebody says, who's there, you'd say, it's...
I'm supposed to call your name, but it said me.
Okay. All right. You figure they know who it is. Huh? They recognize you, boys. All right. Talking about how tall you are, and you're taller than maybe your daughter, you might say, she's not as tall as
I am.
And talking about somebody who's taller, you might say,
they're taller than I am.
Okay. Or I'm not as tall as
she is.
Okay. And talking about how well you can do something, you might say, well, comparing you and your daughter, you might say, well, I can do it better than...
She can.
Or she can do it better.
Better than I can.
Okay. And if a man had been running just as fast as he could go and then he just had to stop, you'd say, well, 2 miles is he could go.
That's right.